الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام طبتم وطاب سعيكم وممشاكم ولقد تبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Honored and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, you have done well. You have done well, and your walking and effort has been rewarded, and you have prepared for yourself a place in paradise. For indeed, the khutbah of Jum'ah was placed for the remembrance of Allah, and to leave behind the work, and to leave behind our thoughts of the dunya to come, to hasten to the dhikr of Allah. Wadharul bayya. Allah says, leave behind the work. So you have done well, and you have come to learn from your deen and hear the words of the ulama and to come closer to the law of Allah and the sharia. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself as always to have taqwa of Allah, for it is through taqwa of Allah that our actions become rectified. Someone who fears Allah, his actions become good. And also to remember Allah and to thank Him. For the one who remembers Allah, he will find sakina and tumatnina in his heart. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. And the one who thanks Allah, his bounties, his provisions will be saved for him. Honored and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the religion of Islam, it enjoins all goodness and all good character and kind words. The Muslim, his words are always kind. And if he is tested, he is patient. And if he is tested, he has patience with what has befallen him. And if he differs with another, he forgives. This is the good character of a Muslim. And as we spoke of last week, this is what will breed love and then put love in the hearts of fellow Muslims when we use kind words to speak to one another. And in addition to kind words, is good character. And the character of a Muslim, it represents and shows the perfection of the Sharia of Islam. The kindness and good character of a Muslim is the embodiment of the perfection of the Sharia of Islam. And we remind each other, and we remind the world, of this beautiful aspect of the Sharia of Islam. The perfection of words and character. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, in what was narrated in Bukhari, in Muslim, that the rights of every Muslim on his fellow Muslim are six. There are six rights of every Muslim upon his fellow Muslim. One, if he greets him, if he meets him, he gives him salam. Secondly, if he invites him, he accepts his invitation. If he invites him, he accepts the invitation. Thirdly, if he is sick, he visits him. If he is sick, he visits him. Fourthly, if he sneezes, he gives and he says Alhamdulillah, then the Muslim, he says Yarhamukullah. He makes dua for him. And if he passes away, he follows his janazah. If he passes away, he follows his janazah. And finally, if he seeks advice, he gives him advice. Sincere advice. And so the one right which I would like to talk about more today, which is all of these rights build the love between Muslims and bring us closer together. But the one that I would like to speak about, in which the pious predecessors, the Salaf al-Salih, they used to emphasize, is the visiting of the sick. And we see that when the predecessors, they would sit together and they saw that somebody was missing, they would ask, what happened to this person? Where is he? If they found out he was traveling, they would make dua for him. May Allah make him reach his journey safely. They would take care of his family. And if they found out that he was sick, they would hasten to visit him. And this is what Al-A'mash, one of the pious predecessors, he said, whenever we gathered, if we saw somebody was missing for more than 3 days, we would hasten to find out if he was sick and go and visit him. So this is a very great and important act in Islam. And let us look at the words, the lantern of Nabuwah, the lantern of the words of the Prophet ﷺ, and see what he says about the great act of visiting those who are sick. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned in a hadith narrated by Muslim, that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will say, I was sick, and you did not visit me. Ya Abna Adam, marittu falam ta'udni. O son of Adam, I was sick and you did not visit me. And then the slave of Allah will respond, how could we visit you and you are the Lord of the worlds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say, did you not know that so and so was sick and you did not visit him? Had you gone and visited him, you would have found me with him. Subhanallah. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he reminded us of the great ajr of visiting the sick. He said that whoever visits a sick person in the morning, then 70,000 angels will pray for that person's forgiveness until the evening. And whoever visits a sick person at night, 70,000 angels will pray for him for forgiveness until the morning. And he will be given a garden from paradise. The hadith is narrated by Imam Tirmidhi and it has an authentic chain. In visiting the sick, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we also see that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever visits the sick person, he will be swimming in the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, until he returns home. And if he were to sit down, he would be covered by the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Visiting the sick, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, there are certain du'as that we can make for the sick person that are found in the sunnah. From the du'as or from the statements that we say, the Prophet ﷺ, he would put his hand on the place of injury or hurt, or even on the forehead, and he would say, لا بأس طهوراً. لا بأس طهوراً, no harm, it is a purification in order to cheer up the person who is sick. And also from the du'as that we can say, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever visits a sick person before his time of death is written and he says, أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك, I ask Allah the Mighty, the Lord of the Mighty Throne, to heal you, 7 times, he will be cured from that disease. He will be cured from that disease. I ask Allah the Mighty, Lord of the Mighty Throne, to give you healing. أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ رَبَّ الْعَرْشَ الْعَظِيمُ أَنْ يَشْفِيَكَ. If he says this 7 times, if that person has not yet reached the time of death, then he will be cured from whatever disease that he had. This was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. And also from the beautiful du'as of the Prophet ﷺ, whose words are the most eloquent of words, he said that the du'a that one can make for the sick is, رَبَّ النَّاسِ أَذْهِبَ الْبَأْسِ وَاشْفِي أَنْتَ الشَّافِي لَا شِفَاءَ إِلَّا شِفَاءُكَ لَا يُغَادِرُ سَقَرًا. We say, O Allah, Lord of mankind, Lord of mankind, take away the illness and heal, for you are the healer and there is no healing except from you, the healing that does not leave behind any trace of illness. What a beautiful dua that was narrated by Imam Muslim. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when we visit the ill and the sick, then there are certain etiquettes that we must follow, certain behaviors that we should follow in order to make our visit in accordance to the Sunnah and beneficial. From the etiquettes of visiting the ill and the sick is not to stay long and to overburden the person one is visiting, because this will tire them and perhaps they have other things to do. And not to mention things that will trouble them or worry them, or to ask them about things that will make them worried about their family or their dunya, not to mention an enemy that they have or some harm. And this is from the good etiquette. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiallahu anhu, once he was sick, and a man came to him, and he said, "What is wrong, O Amir al-Mu'mineen? Why, what is bothering you?" He said, "I have such and such illness." So that visitor, he said, "Oh, you know what? Somebody else, he had this ailment. He never got better and he eventually died." So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he said to him, "Whenever you visit somebody, never mention to him the dead. And when you leave my house, never come back." This is the wrong etiquette to have, to mention the death to a person. And also Sufyan al-Thawri, the great alim and scholar, he said, "The stupidity of a visitor visiting the sick is worse than his sickness." He said, "He comes at the wrong time and he stays too long." So the etiquette is to be light in the visit and to say cheerful words to make the person happy, to forget about his problems, to forget about his sickness. This is the case if the person doesn't enjoy the visit. Perhaps there's a close friend. They love to be visited every day and to stay with your company. So if it is somebody who they desire for you to stay, then it is good to stay there. Also from the etiquette is to ask about the medical treatment or the medicine, and if there's any help, to give that person to help them get better, or if they can need any assistance in taking care of their affairs within one's capacity. And also, of course, is to always cheer up the person and give them hope, to give them hope of goodness. Hassan, radiallahu anhu, he said that whenever I visited a sick person, he would say to them, "By Allah, these are not the worst days for you. Because you were in forgetfulness of Allah, you were forgetful about the meeting with Allah, and now He has reminded you of Him. And you had sins, and Allah has taken away your sins." So the sickness, it reminded you of Allah, and it took away your sins. And then he would say to those who got better, he said, "Allah reminded you by your illness, by your sickness. So do not forget that reminder. Do not forget the reminder that Allah gave you. We were sick and we all cried to Allah to make us better. But now that He returned our health, are we going to forget Him? Are we going to forget about the shifa that He gave us?" And then Hassan, he would say, "And He has given you some respite. He's given you a little bit more time. So do not forget to thank Him for that. Because illness is a reminder of death. Illness and sickness is a reminder that we must all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Fulayl ibn Iyad, he said, "Allah has not created sickness except to teach us manners and etiquette with Him. He created illness so that we will have good adab with Allah, so that we will remember Him and have good etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And also, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, whenever one gets sick, it is a test from Allah. And it is not necessary that one will die, but it is a means of bringing them back to the deen. Allah says, أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Do they not see that every year we test them once or even twice? We give them tests, but after that they do not remember, they do not pay heed, and they do not remember and make tawbah to Allah. ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Allah, He tests us every year once or twice or more or less. But then they do not make tawbah, and they do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, we should remind the sick that the one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. So we should remind each other that if we love to see Allah and to meet Allah, He will love to meet us, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah reward you for coming inshaAllah ta'ala to the Jummah khutbah and for attending the durus in the masjid. We have many durus after Isha on Fridays and Sundays and every day, sometimes after Fajr. There are also tafsir classes. I encourage all of you to make an effort to come closer to the knowledge and to the ulama and to the sharia. May Allah reward you. Jazakum Allah khair. The sick person should be reminded to say La ilaha illallah, especially if the person is near to death. They should be reminded, whoever says La ilaha illallah as their last words, they will enter paradise. And we see also that when we visit the sick, we should remind them to make tawbah to Allah, and this is a means of Allah's opening the doors of forgiveness. He should be reminded to write his will, and so that the debts will be paid off and the rights will be given to those who deserve them. And we see also in the story of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, how Ibn Abbas came to cheer him up. As you know, Umar radiallahu anhu, he was praying Fajr, and Abu Lu'lu' al-Majusi came and stabbed him and cut his stomach so badly that nothing could stay in his stomach. So he was holding this pain, and Ibn Abbas, he came to visit Umar. And he said, "Oh Umar, do not worry about meeting Allah. You were the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, and when he died being pleased with you." And then Ibn Abbas, he says to Umar, "And then you were the companion of Abu Bakr, and you were good to him. And when he died and he was pleased with you. And now you are our companion, and you are a good companion to us. And when you die, we will be pleased with you." So he wanted to cheer Umar ibn al-Khattab, make him happy. But Umar, he had so much taqwa of Allah. Look at his response. SubhanAllah. He said, "I was the companion of the Messenger of Allah, and he was pleased with me. That was the blessing of Allah upon me. And then I had the good company of Abu Bakr, and he was pleased with me. That was the blessing that Allah gave to me. And now what has happened to me is from what your companions have done. And by Allah, if I had the whole world filled with gold, I would give it so that Allah would forgive my sins." Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And we see also Ibn Abbas, he came to Aisha when she was ill, close to passing away. And he said, "Oh Aisha, don't you know that you're going to the treasures of truth? You're going to the treasures of truth, you're going to the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr." So he cheered her up as well. So from the adab of visiting the sick is to remind them and to make them have a good opinion of Allah. To remind them that Allah will do good to them. And as the ulama say, that we always have fear and hope of Allah except at the moment of death. That at that time one should have their hope overwhelm their fear. They should feel hopeful of meeting Allah. They shouldn't have the fear of Allah overwhelming them at that time. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, finally, we should visit the sick even if they're in a coma, even if they're not conscious of the visit, because this was the sunnah of the Sahaba Yahya ibn Khalid. He was one of the early Salaf. He went and he visited Ismail ibn Sabih, who was in a coma. He made dua for him, and we never know if Allah will accept that dua for that person. And also it will bring cheer and happiness to the family. It will take away their sadness. It will bring company to their loneliness. It will make them happy and take away their depression and sadness. And finally, to close, there's no need to bring gifts to the sick. This is not the tradition. The Islamic tradition is to come with the du'as. And maybe bringing gifts and requiring that will become an obstacle for people. they'll feel shy to come without gifts. And maybe they have to feel like they bring gifts that are not even from Islam, gifts that are from the non-Muslim tradition. This is not a requirement for one to visit the sick. He should come only with his or her du'as, and this is sufficient, and that will be much better for the person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one wants to give charity, that can be done at another time. So protect the rights of your brothers in Islam and fulfill your duties to one another according to the proper etiquette, and love will spread between you. And happiness and goodness will come between you, and your situation will be good, and goodness and love will abound between all the believers. May Allah accept from us. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna shtinaba. Allahumma shfi mardana warham mawtana. Allahumma shfi mardana warham mawtana. Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi, Allahumma shfi mardana, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma arham al-muslimina wal-mu'min. المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم زدنا علما، اللهم زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم فقهنا في الدين. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين، وأئمة المهديين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد